The noises you hear in the background are the noises you would hear at St. Neots train station if you were stood here with me right now. But you're not. You're on the other end of this recording, and who knows when you're listening to this. Moments after it's recorded? A day? A week? A month? I do like archiving audio. Especially directly after the moment that I'm thinking about recording something, and that's now. It's a beautiful sunny day. I've actually got my sunglasses on. There is the look of danger in the clouds that it might rain again, and it's been raining pretty much continuously for the last, I don't know, day or so. And Cambridgeshire, where I'm stood right now, floods a lot. So I wasn't too surprised when I headed to this train station this morning to find one of the roads that normally flood closed, and there was a police van with flashing lights parked across the road, and I could see a couple of hundred yards behind there were some cones stopping people going across a bridge, which is normally excessive because they will say flood ahead, road closed, but they will normally leave a path through should someone have a vehicle that can actually travel through. So I thought maybe there's somebody trapped and I'll speak to the police officer, and I did. Excuse me. And he told me that there was a vehicle trapped, and that, yes, if I wanted to go and take some photos, I did show my press pass. He was cool with that. And in fact, he says, I couldn't help but notice your vehicle, sir. I was in my rather large Land Rover 110 double cab, which wouldn't have any problem and some getting through the level of water that was there. And he said, do you have a tow rope? I says, I do. He says, do you have wellies? I said, I do. He said, do you think you could pull the car out? I said, sure, I'll go and have a look, see how deep it is. So I drive down and I jump out of the vehicle and I take some photos. I walk up to the edge of the flood, and it does look like it's just flashed and come straight over the road earlier that morning. Nobody is trying to cross because the road is blocked further up, and they can see that there's a car right in the middle, a nice shiny BMW. And the BMW, is the water's just up below the sills, and it doesn't look like the water actually got into the actual vehicle. And I'm thinking, I wonder why he stopped there then. So I was taking a couple of photographs, and I uploaded some video to Newsflare, and I was just about to live stream to Bambooza, and I spot a photographer, and you'd obviously see me using my mobile phone, but I do have my Fuji X-E1 for taking some more high-def images for later on. And he kind of looks at me like I'm dirt. So I go up and say, hi, how's it going? Are you local? He says, I am press, if you're wondering, I am press. And I says, yeah, I've got a press card, although I don't work full-time anymore. I teach journalists now. Looks at me funny. What do you teach? Mobile media making. I teach internationally about how to document. Oh, it's those kind of people that are going to ruin this for all of us. I'll be out of a job soon. And I'm quietly thinking, well, at least you're aware of what's going to happen. And it's like, it's people, and I am going to swear here, so I do apologise. He goes, it's wankers with phones that upload shit to the newspapers, and the newspapers print that shit. He was actually speaking a little bit stronger than that. Then he kind of put his hand on my shoulder as if to say, this aggression isn't directed at you, this aggression is kind of directed at the current situation. So I didn't feel that his violent outburst was too uncontrolled. And I said, look, why do you feel like this? You can do this. I don't want to do this. I've got my cameras. I can upload quick enough. And I'm thinking, look, it's not that difficult to supplement your work with this kind of technology. And I suggest something similar to him. And it's like, I don't need, when I'm out of a job, I'll just get another job. And I'm thinking, that's really defeatist. What are you scared of? There are only a few small things that you need to do. Number one is equip yourself with a smartphone and data plan. Number two is just have a look at what the newspaper needs from you. And number three, look at what forms of multimedia you're happy to shoot on a mobile device, ignoring your preconception of what quality may or may not be. And he's, oh, I can go and upload this in a minute. And he's doing video and he did some photos. And there was no excuse. So I was a little bit taken aback. And I'm thinking just a little bit of open-mindedness. And I said to him, listen, now it's more important than ever that trained photographers and journalists like yourself get involved in these spaces and places to form what the future of online journalism will be, to show the bloggers and the citizen reporters, whatever you want to call them, the right way to do it, or one way to do it, embracing the things that traditional media has learned and stood for a very long time. Here's my train. It's actually past me. I've walked too far down the track, so I'm walking up now to catch it. And I'll leave you with those thoughts. I did upload some video to Bamboozer, some video to Newsflare, and I tweeted an image, and I have some images for offline. And that didn't take too long out of the day. The diversion did. Incidentally, the vehicle was trapped due to a Range Rover ploughing through the flood at the same time as the BMW, and the bow wave stalled the car. Interesting. So, drive responsibly should you have the equipment necessary, you know, that enables you to drive through all kinds of unforeseen roadside situations. Right, I'm on the train. I don't have to drive any further. It's only a couple of miles normally to the train station today. It was a bit of a round trip. Onward to London. Sounds a bit sci-fi, that, doesn't it?